This is Jay Sekulow. We're a day closer to the trial of Pastor Saeed Abedini, and still nothing from the Secretary of State's office.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
An American pastor who is stuck in a jail cell in Iran, and the concern is that he could be hanged as a result of his upcoming trial. He faces several national security charges. Many believe that he was arrested for his Christian faith. President Obama declared Wednesday Religious Freedom Day in this country, but just one day earlier, the White House appeared to be saying very little, if anything, really, about this pastor's case in Iran.
Has the president been kept apprised of his situation? He's supposed to be going before Iran's quote-unquote hanging judge. And do you have a statement on this case?
I don't have a statement. I'll have to take the question. You know, the president is obviously updated on a variety of issues with regards to Iran, but I don't have anything specific for you on that.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Why is the White House not more involved in this case?
I think it's outrageous what we've seen from the State Department so far.
We very much appreciate all the support behind him. Many in Iran are in prison, including my husband, whose crime is Christianity, and they don't have a voice. Even his family in Iran doesn't have a voice. If they speak, they're threatened. So we are a voice for them.
We've got now 49 members of Congress, 37 members of the House of Representatives. We just added a new senator to the letter to Hillary Clinton, started going out yesterday. They're demanding her to call for his release before the trial Monday. The clock, as you said, the clock's ticking.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. You know, I have been covering cases and litigating cases around the globe for a long time now, and I cannot for the life of me figure out what the State Department is doing by not calling for the immediate release of Saeed Abedini. Yesterday was declared by the president Religious Freedom Day. That would have been the perfect day to make the statement, at least announce the statement. But we got nothing. We did get, though, as Jordan said in the open of this broadcast, we've got a lot of members of the United States House of Representatives, bipartisan, and in the Senate, demanding that kind of response from the Secretary of State's office for the pastor who is now days away from facing a trial with what's called a hanging judge. I'm also, by the way, Jordan's in our studios in Washington, D.C., here in our media center. Michael Easley from Fellowship Church is joining us because we got a lot of questions over the last few days on theological implications on this and about persecution and suffering. So we're taking your calls. We're going to answer the politics, the legal, and the theological today. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, give us the latest, and then I've got a question for Michael.
Absolutely. Well, the latest is these members of Congress, up to 49, as I was saying on Fox News this morning, 12 U.S. senators, 37 members of the House of Representatives who have called on Secretary of State Clinton to do more, not only the State Department to do more, but to speak out now and to call for Pastor Saeed's immediate release before this trial Monday, facing a man who is one of three hanging judges. We didn't come up with that term. It was the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom who calls him that, which is a government-funded, bipartisan institution separate from the executive branch or legislative branch. The membership there appointed by both the Republican and Democrat, the president, members of the House, members of the Senate, choose people. So bipartisan completely. They called him that, the hanging judge. And that is the judge that he will be before, scheduled to be before, this Monday on crimes against national security, that he is not only a threat to national security, but he has actually committed crimes against that national security of the Islamic Republic.
All right, we're coming up against a hard break here. When I come back from the break, I'm going to ask Dr. Easley, I'm going to ask Michael about the situation with persecution, what happens, what should be our response. Somebody called in yesterday and said, well, we should just expect this, but I'm going to get what the real answer is behind this. Now, whether you expect it or not, that doesn't mean we do nothing. So we're going to get into that. Also, by the way, I'm holding in my hand the Journal of the European Union, which has listed this judge. The judge is listed as a violator of human rights, has been sanctioned by the European Union and the United Nations. This is the judge this pastor's going in front of, folks. We've got a lot to talk about. Hey, we're up to 120,000 signatures on this petition to save this American pastor, to get the right result out of the State Department and the international institutions. If you haven't signed it, do it today at ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. He can't speak out, but we can speak out for him. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
An American pastor is being held in Iran's most notorious prison. Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, has been told he will hang because of his Christian faith. And now the Iranian government has put his case on the fast track and scheduled a trial that's just days away. Time is of the essence. The ACLJ is demanding that the U.S. State Department intervene, working with Congress to back Pastor Saeed and calling on the UN to apply international pressure to free this American citizen. We need to hear from you. Thousands already have signed on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed. But with a trial date now just days away, the time to speak out and support Pastor Saeed is now. Your voice made a difference in freeing Pastor Youssef from an Iranian prison. Make a difference now. Sign on to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. By the way, we're monitoring the White House press conference today to see if, in fact, Jay Carney comes back with a statement on Saeed Abedini. He is facing jail, or actually trial. He's in jail, of course, in the horrible prison, the Evin prison, where he's facing trial on Monday. We've demanded that the State Department call for his release. They haven't done so yet. We're keeping the pressure up. We want to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan's in our studios in Washington, D.C. Michael Easley, who's a pastor, good friend of mine, a good friend of the ACLJ, has been on this broadcast before, a theologian in his own right. And I will say this, that we got a series of calls yesterday, Michael, and these were well-meaning people that said, listen, we're going to pray for this pastor, but what does he expect? I mean, this is the nature of it, and he's going to have to rest in that because almost basically we should do nothing other than pray. And I find that I didn't agree with that, but I want to hear your take on that from a biblical perspective.
Number one, I'd say, you know, because we are a Christian nation and the Judeo-Christian heritage, of course, is being decimated. But our president said in his statement that we are a patchwork, which is an unfortunate comment because it's really not. It's more of a line, a stream of history. When you go back to the first century, when Paul is about to be flogged and beaten for what he believes in Rome, he calls on his Roman citizenship,
which
strikes the fear in the governing power of that day. And I think when we often say, yes, we're going to suffer and be persecuted, that doesn't mean to lay down and necessarily take it. There are ways, and our government says we are afforded the freedom as an American citizen. We have a State Department. We have a religious liberty in this country that extends to you as a Christian, an American citizen, correct?
Yes.
No matter where you are.
Right.
So we have the authority as well as the freedom to talk about what we believe and say, you cannot put me in this situation. You cannot beat me. You cannot flog me. Paul said it in the first century. And they stopped the flogging and beating until they could investigate, was he in fact a Roman citizen?
Right. So in Jordan, we got a U.S. citizen. So we got a citizen, and Paul was a Roman citizen, said, I'm a citizen of Rome. I'm demanding my rights, basically, is what
yes.
Paul said.
And they tried to bribe him, by the way.
Right. They wanted to take him in the back of the jail. Remember all of that. Right,
mm-hmm.
Of course. So Jordan, we've got a U.S. citizen who's also Iranian, by birth and has an Iranian passport as well. And Iran has signed all these, you've got an LLM in international human rights, but Iran signed all these documents about international human rights. Although the judge, of course, as I said, and I'm holding that in my hand, is a serial abuser of human rights participants. Individuals that have come before his court have gotten unbelievable sentences.
That's right. I mean, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights guarantees the right of religious freedom. It guarantees the right to choose your religion and leave your religion and have no religion at all, and to publicly proclaim it as well. In the ICCPR, so they're part of that international agreement, as are most of the countries in the world, without reservations to any of those specific provisions. Some countries put in reservations; they did not. And they have not withdrawn from it. They also are subject to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the UDHR, and that, of course, is something that every UN member state is subject to, but Iran and others, you know, they disregard it completely. And they treat these Christians as criminals, but not just criminals, as traitors, as threats to their government. So they see someone who becomes a Christian like someone who joins a political opposition movement, even though Pastor Saeed was in Iran to get approval by the Iranian government for his board of directors for the orphanage he's funding. They seized $100,000, equivalent of $100,000 from him and from the orphanage. It was non-sectarian, not a Christian orphanage, not trying to change these kids' religions, trying to give a home to kids that don't have one in northern Iran. And he was about 80% of the way done. So he was there availing himself of the regular bureaucratic process, following the rules, following the law. No one's accused him of doing anything wrong on that front. And he gets picked up by the Revolutionary Guard, who has just started to do this in the last couple of years.
You know, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Bob Beckel from The Five on Fox has been very strong on this, and that's actually been very helpful to us. But I'm going to play a bite from him. But we want to take your phone calls as well. So if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. We'll take your call. Here's what Bob Beckel said just the other day about the situation involving Pastor Saeed Abedini.
This is another example of Muslims persecuting Christians. It happened in Egypt. It happened in Nigeria. It's happened all over that area, and you got to stop it.
All right, so, you know, we have a Judeo-Christian heritage in this country, Michael. You've said it. That is the truth if you study our history. This outflow coming out of the Islamic world, whether it's Iran or Egypt, wherever it might be, you got those statements by Morsi about Israel and Jews that ran yesterday that he said a couple of years ago that were just unbelievable. But what do you expect? I mean, it's not shocking mm-hmm. to me. But this denial of fundamental religious freedom, fundamental freedom, cuts against what we have ingrained in us. We believe that these freedoms and liberty are God-given.
Well, and the frustration for me, Jay, is we have an administration that has said you can believe anything you want in America. You can have a mosque anywhere you want. You can do whatever you want here. But we can't even have the diplomatic courtesy to say you cannot treat our American citizens this way when you can build a mosque here in New York, wherever you want. There's some diplomacy and integrity there that's missing from our administration and State Department.
Folks, I want to focus on that point because you realize this, and we keep repeating it, but it's true. This is an American citizen. This is a citizen of the United States of America that's in a jail in Iran reserved for political prisoners with a judge who's been cited by the European Union because of his abuses in his sentencing. And our State Department says they're seriously concerned and don't call for his immediate release. Now you've got 37 members of the House, 9 or 10 members of the United States Senate, maybe 12 members of the Senate. But folks, this is where you come in. We've heard from 121,000 of you online alone in just a few days and another probably 10,000 on the phones. So go to, if you haven't signed this petition for this pastor, we are days away from this trial. Go to aclj.org or call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Jordan, let's take a phone call.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Benjamin calling in from Oklahoma on line 3. Benjamin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Benjamin.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Well, you know, it's just that all this stuff that's going on right now, it makes me wonder where Obama really stands for this country. You know, I mean, he's doing all these things that they're going to eventually bring out.
Well, he's a globalist. I mean, let me tell you, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but he's a globalist. He believes that he can woo and kind of, you know, overwhelm in a positive way, in his view, the Islamic world. That has not worked out very well. I mean, if you look at the Arab Spring, which is now turning into an absolute nightmare, Egypt, Syria, I mean, on and on it goes. Problems in Jordan right now. But, Jordan, this is the policy of the administration. No statement from the White House on Saeed Abedini, nothing significant from the Secretary of State's office. They are fully aware of it. They know the situation, and they're still saying nothing.
Yeah, that's why today, you know, it would be rare for the White House to make a sweeping remark without the State Department. So I wouldn't expect Jay Carney to say he's got no statement whatsoever, but he could have said at least followed what the State Department has done, which is just said, you know, we're aware of the situation working with the State Department. He didn't even say that, which means the State Department hasn't even informed the White House. That told us a lot. And that's why today when I was on Fox News, I went after the State Department. And that's why these members of Congress wrote this public letter, which they don't always do. It's because the State Department told Nagme, Pastor Saeed's wife, back in July, we can't help you. You're an American citizen. Your husband's an American citizen. Nothing we can do. And then suddenly last week, when they started getting attacked kind of in the media, a lot of pressure, they said, okay, now we're going to help you. We misunderstood you back in July. And yet since then, that was on Friday, since then, we have not heard, and I would be the first one to tell, and the State Department knows that too with our past work. I'd be the first one to be on TV saying that they were helping.
All right, folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me ask Michael Easley this question, and we're coming up on a hard break here. We may need to go into the next, but there's another line of thought that comes out that says, look, we're supposed to pray for those in authority, respect those in authority, live peaceful and quiet lives. So if the administration doesn't do anything, they're the elected administration. That's just the way it is.
Because of our Judeo-Christian heritage, and it's a line, Jay, as you well know, that we've built all this on, we have the freedom as citizens to exercise both those rights, to pray, but also to act in our government. And this is, of course, the great apathy of our country that you and I bemoan so often. Christians just don't get it and don't care about their voice.
Well, the one thing I will say, we've got 120,000 that have raised their voice on this one, and they are listening. And, folks, this means, and this is a call to action for you, we are trying to get the State Department, I'm being very blunt here, we need the State Department to say, release this United States citizen. That puts into play a whole series of things globally, geopolitically. Now, we've got, believe me, we are not resting on what the White House or the State Department in the United States is going to do here. We've got our other offices working, other governments to move this situation forward. But this trial Monday has me very concerned. And that's an understatement. We're going to hear from Nagme in the next segment of the broadcast. I'm going to play some of that interview with her. But, folks, this is why I need you to go and engage this issue. If you've not signed this petition for this pastor, we are days away from his trial. Maybe you're the voice. Maybe you're the signature that puts it over the top enough that we get a response from the Department of State. Maybe. I can't guarantee you that, but I could tell you it's going to make a difference as we were able to push forward with these signatures yesterday from the House and Senate because so many of you responded. You may be that one. Go to ACLJ.org to sign that petition or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Your voice for this pastor and his family is critical. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. It's time for direct action, folks. We are running out of time. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardacani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. An American pastor is being held in Iran's most notorious prison. Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, has been told he will hang because of his Christian faith. And now the Iranian government has put his case on the fast track and scheduled a trial that's just days away. Time is of the essence. The ACLJ is demanding that the U.S. State Department intervene, working with Congress to back Pastor Saeed and calling on the UN to apply international pressure to free this American citizen. We need to hear from you. Thousands already have signed on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed. But with a trial date now just days away, the time to speak out and support Pastor Saeed is now. Your voice made a difference in freeing Pastor Youssef from an Iranian prison. Make a difference now. Sign on to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Come home, come home.
So we're 4 days away from a trial in Iran that will be a sham, and B, is putting the life of a 32-year-old American citizen pastor in jeopardy for a judge that's been accused by the European Union of engaging in human rights violations himself and has been sanctioned and his assets frozen. If there were any EU-available assets for this judge, frozen because of this judge's history. So this is a very serious situation. Again, if you haven't signed on to this petition, just go to aclj.org. It's aclj.org. You can sign it there or just 1-877-989-2255. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We've got a lot of calls coming in, so if you want to talk to us on air, remember we're here for another 30 minutes. So if you don't get us the full hour on SiriusXM, just go to aclj.org, and you can certainly listen online if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Back to the phones.
Yeah, back to the phone. So we go. Many calls coming in now. We want to take all of them. There's a lot to talk about here. We understand many questions people have. Bob in Florida on line 5. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you very much. Jay, I just want to say after your comment earlier about people calling in and saying, what do you expect for this pastor to go over there and get caught up like this? I think that's ridiculous because we as Christians, we're supposed to have the courage to go out into the world and preach the gospel. This pastor went out into the world and was preaching the gospel. So does anybody else have the courage to go out and do that?
Well, there are other Christians in Iran, but you make a very important point. I mean, and that is, and this, by the way, he was not there, and we need to get this fact straight for everybody. He was not there engaging in evangelism because that creates a whole other set of legal issues for him. He was actually trying to get this orphanage, which is 80% done, really complete. But, Michael, good question here. And that is, you know, the guy showed a lot of compassion for his people and guts to go.
Well, you and I have traveled abroad as well, and we've been accused of being missionaries.
Right.
When you're there for, you know, a tour or you're there for, UJ or for legal work. And I think that's the balance of, you know, having the courage to do that. And you're right, Bob. It's a great observation. And we do need men and women of all indigenous cultures to be doing their job as well as being a great witness for Christ.
And, Jordan, let's get the fact on this because we've got a situation right now where we need to get the fact straight on what he was doing over there so everybody understands this.
Yeah, I mean, he was there. He back because he was building a orphanage that had been approved by the government and was going through that approval process. About 80% done, had the remaining funds necessary, the equivalent of about $100,000 there in a bank account, ready to go. He was getting the board approved. That's why he was on this trip. Board approval by the Iranian government. So certainly political dissidents, those who are trying to start a fight or to protest the government, they don't ask for approval. They don't ask to get assistance. They don't go through the normal bureaucratic channels and the normal regulatory process. He did.
That tells you. I mean, he was trying to comply with the laws, and they still went after him. This is look. He's being persecuted for his faith. We know that because they say the charge goes back to the year 2000, which just happens to be the year he came to Christ. So, I mean, you don't have to put too much together here to figure out what's going on. Let's go to Jim. He's calling from Washington State on line 3. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, hi, Jay. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
God bless. Hey, with this, what happened in Mexico and what's happening now with this pastor in Iran, I'm beginning to think that it's America signaling to everybody who wants to go ahead and arrest and torture American citizens that it's open season. What do you think about that?
Well, listen, I have the same concerns. I mean, I do not understand why the State Department has not called for his immediate release. And Jordan, you've been dealing with the State Department on this. I just don't get that. It would be so easy for them to do it, and it puts into effect a whole chain of events that would be very helpful in our global efforts here. It would be that simple. All they have to do is we call upon the Iranian authorities to immediately release U.S. citizen Saeed Abedini. Period. That's all. We know we don't have diplomatic relations with Iran.
That's right. That's right. And the senators and the members of Congress, the House of Representatives who wrote the letter, they all made that clear, too. We're under no illusion, I said that as well today, that the State Department could do everything, that they're solely responsible. They're not. It's the Iranian government. But they've done nothing. They've said they're seriously concerned. that was a step forward for them. And we said that. We called it a step forward because it's a lot more than saying they were aware. But obviously not concerned enough to inform the White House about this American citizen. And this one individual, a former FBI agent, who disappeared in a free trade zone technically controlled by Iran, but you don't even have to have a passport to go there. His family got to meet with the president. I think that's great. But the president and vice president were in a meeting together with the family. I mean, they're acknowledging it publicly, and they have been doing so for a few years. Does it mean that everything gets solved when he disappeared? No. But are you at least acknowledging it to your the U.S. citizens here, his wife, and his children? You know, I haven't no invitations yet to them to meet with any government officials.
Yep.
They're the ones having to call the State Department.
Yep.
And the first time they called, they said, sorry, you're on your own.
Nothing we can do, even though you're an American citizen. All right, folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Remember, we're here for another half hour. If you're listening on SiriusXM, you get the full hour. If not, go to ACLJ.org. We'll stream it live. 1-800-684-3110. Do we have time to play the Nagme, the statement from Nagme? Yes or no, guys? Yeah, look, go ahead. Listen to this, folks.
How are your children, your six-year-old daughter and your four-year-old son, how are they doing without their dad?
They're struggling. My six-year-old is more vocal about it, and there's a few worship songs that my husband would sing to them before bedtime, and she keeps playing that and crying at night. Night times are the worst because that's when he would do their nightly routine. But I'm teaching him at such a young age to trust God and his timing, and if not, if circumstances don't work out to what we think and what we want, it's still okay that we still have a good God and he knows what he's doing. And it's been a process of the Lord has used this time to help me and the kids to even trust in him more and even have a closer and more intimate relationship with him, knowing that he's in control no matter what, even if things don't work out the way we think. And they're really growing in that area, and I'm thankful for it. But they're emotional, very emotional about it.
How can people pray for you? How can people pray for your family and your husband?
I would say there's nothing more than if Saeed could speak right now, he would say that this situation would be used, that the region he was born in, Middle East, and especially Iran, people would hear the gospel, and anything, any price is worth that, and I would say he would want people to pray for that. And that's my prayer also, is that God would use this situation, that many would know about Jesus, and whatever the cost, as a family, we've counted that, and that's what we want everyone praying for. And I want to say that I really appreciate what ACLJ has done. I don't know if we would have a voice in this, how we could get the word out about Saeed, get all this support, if the Lord had not brought ACLJ into my life and used you as a voice. And it's been a blessing in my life. I do not know how the word would have gotten out if it had not been for ACLJ and God had not used you as a vessel in my life.
Well, folks, there you have it. You know, you can't be any clearer than that. And our voice is because of you, that are speaking out on this issue. So as we go to a break for this segment of the broadcast, I want to urge you to do this. If you're not have not yet spoken out on behalf of Pastor Saeed, you can do that right now by going to ACLJ.org or calling us at 1-877-989-2255. We've got a lot of phone calls. We're going to get to those on the next segment of the broadcast. But, folks, go to ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. You just heard from the wife of Saeed Abedini. Pray for his family. Pray for his kids. And pray that our State Department will do the right thing and call for his immediate release and speak out on his behalf. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
So come home.
We need to hear from you. Thousands already have signed on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed. But with a trial date now just days away, the time to speak out and support Pastor Saeed is now. Your voice made a difference in freeing Pastor Youssef from an Iranian prison. Make a difference now. Sign on to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Talking about freedom. Be with
strong, move along like I know you do.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to take a time to make a phone call. And we've got a lot of, our lines are jammed right now. They'll open up in a few minutes. So call us at 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about Pastor Saeed Abedini. We're 4 days away from his trial in Iran. Folks, we still haven't gotten what we need out of the State Department. We are working it globally, but we need your help on that. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to add your name to that petition. And we are going to go right back to the phones. We said we would. Let's just do that.
Yep, absolutely. Back to the phones. We go Sean Collin in Texas on line three. Sean, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sure.
I just wanted to comment real quick. Certainly, you know, praying for the release of the pastor and that the State Department does get involved. I do question, though, sometimes when we find Christians in these situations, I wonder about the scripture when Jesus sent the disciples out to different cities, and he told them that if you go into the city and they receive you to stay, if not, dust your feet and keep stepping. And, you know, I sometimes wonder, where does the line get drawn in evangelism versus, you know, being wise and realizing that there's areas in this world
sure
that don't want to know anything about Christ.
Well, yeah, okay, I'm going to let Michael, I've got a comment, but I'm going to reserve mine and let Dr. Easley respond to that
great
one.
Great question, yep. And context covers a multitude of interpretational sins. When Christ is sending out the 12 and the 70, he's teaching them something very specific. The Great Commission, however, comes back and says, take the gospel into all the world. And we see that happening from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the remotest part of the world. And we see it happening in the book of Acts and ongoing. Paul will go into areas where he will be beaten and bludgeoned, even go back to Jonah going into an area where the Assyrians are going to later beat him. So the persecution of the gospel is always going to be there. So on the one hand, I appreciate your observation. On the other, Jesus didn't say, go where they accept you. And so at some point, individuals have to make the decision, you know, I believe the gospel needs to go here. And lastly, Christ wants none to perish, that none should perish. And the only way they're going to hear is if we continue to spread the gospel. There are areas that are risky. There are areas that are more complex. But all that to say, shouldn't believers in America do more than just wring our hands and say, well, they shouldn't be there, or let's pray for them?
And Jordan, we know from our work and also from talking with people like Pastor Saeed Abedini and Youssef Nardakhani that there are a lot of Muslims coming to Christ in Iran.
Absolutely. And I would think you have to make the distinction between a government who may not
right.
want you coming there to spread the gospel yeah. and the people who are welcoming it. I mean, there wouldn't be all these underground churches. Just for the caller, no, Sean, Pastor Saeed, before he made that agreement, the government had started over 100. Church. He had over 1,000 new Christians, and he was only 30. He's only 32 years old now, so he did that quickly. He became a Christian, on fire for the Lord, and so I think you do have to make that distinction. I don't read anywhere in the Bible where it says if the government doesn't want you there, don't go there. It's, you know, the people are welcoming you. That doesn't mean they can always keep you safe, though, and that's the situation in Iran. That's why the Iranian government is doing this. If Christianity wasn't people weren't accepting Christ, then why would they be so concerned? They wouldn't be.
All right, folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Lines are jammed, so we're going to get to your phone calls. Again, keep trying. In the next few minutes, they will open up again. 1-800-684-3110. Look, we've got a real serious situation here, and I'm going to tell you, we're doing everything we can, but you do need to be praying for this pastor and his family, especially those two kids, because, you know, I will tell you this. I've been litigating cases for over 30 years, but now it's over 33 years. Yep. And the fact is, this is one of the ones in my career of 33 years of litigating that I will say I've got the most concern for. I'm very concerned about the lack of response from the State Department, but I'm also concerned about the nature of the judge that's hearing this case, and is Iran going to try to make an example out of this pastor? So, folks, again, if you've not signed on to support this pastor by urging our State Department to do the right thing for this U.S. citizen, just go to ACLJ.org right now. That's the easiest way to do it. ACLJ.org, or call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Back with your calls in just a moment.
Thank you.
An American pastor is being held in Iran's most notorious prison. Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, has been told he will hang because of his Christian faith. And now the Iranian government has put his case on the fast track and scheduled a trial that's just days away. Time is of the essence. The ACLJ is demanding that the U.S. State Department intervene, working with Congress to back Pastor Saeed and calling on the UN to apply international pressure to free this American citizen. We need to hear from you. Thousands already have signed on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed. But with a trial date now just days away, the time to speak out and support Pastor Saeed is now. Your voice made a difference in freeing Pastor Youssef from an Iranian prison. Make a difference now. Sign on to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on. A lot of great things happening. A huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going right back to the phones. If you want to talk to us on air, I encourage you to call in again, 800-684-3110. Who do we have next?
Ryan's calling in from Oklahoma on line 5. Ryan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey there. Hey, first of all, my heartfelt prayers go out to Pastor Saeed and his family. But also, you know, the lack of response from our State Department.
Yeah.
My concern is how that speaks for the future of our freedom, our religious freedoms here in the United States.
Well, look, I mean, you know, yesterday was Religious Freedom Day, and that would have been the perfect time for the president to have, or through his secretary, his press secretary, to issue a statement on Saeed Abedini. They did not. You know, Jordan, when the State Department's done the right thing, you've praised them. When they haven't, you've been, you know, you've gone after them and said, you got to do something here. And this is one where we're not, look, folks, yeah, pray for those in authority. Yeah, I'm praying for those in authority. I mean, we got the inauguration of the president coming up next week. Praying for those in authority is one thing. But when you disagree with the policy, or if you are demanding, like we are, to petition your government for a redress of a grievance, that's what the First Amendment says. The grievance here is State Department has said seriously concerned. Now, I want you to put yourself in that place of this family, because I you can tell this gets my blood boiling here. Seriously concerned? Really? Is that the best that the State Department can do when a U.S. citizen is facing a potential death sentence because he's a Christian? And is the best the State Department could do is say, we're seriously concerned? Really? There's got to be more to it than that. And, Michael, I think we've got an obligation as Christians to do more than just that. You can respect the authority of the government, but you can still demand that rules and regulations be complied with and that human decency and dignity be respected.
Precisely, and this is where we have the freedom of religion. And a reminder, Judeo-Christianity formed this country. Hinduism, Taoism, Muslim did not form this country.
Correct.
We have allowed them under a clause of freedom of practice of religion, but it can't impinge upon the greater rights of the country. So you have to live in, as Augustine said, in two worlds. And if we don't utilize, in a sense, and I'm quote-unquote, exploit for good,
right,
the freedoms we're giving, then in some time, if you or I are in prison in some place, who would help us? You know, if the average caller travels to Jordan or travels right to some, you know, Islamic country and something happens, what would you want to happen?
Yeah, well, which brings up another question. I want to throw this one to Jordan. We'll get your calls, folks, 1-800-684-3110. What do you expect Monday? From what we're hearing from the lawyer, what are we expecting Monday?
You know, I think there's a kind of three possibilities. First is a delay. That's not uncommon in Iran. So a build up and a, okay, now you did all this build up and we're going to just stall this out. And so whether he'll even have the hearing or not. But it's scheduled and it's set, and Iran is about to go into their weekend. They get back to work on Sunday. So we'll see. Nothing has changed there. But delays are typical. The second part is new charges, that the crimes against national security will be more specific into things that are worse, whether it's apostasy or these, you know, you can convert back.
Death, correct?
Right. And these opportunities, hey, you can convert back now. You can renounce your Christian faith, return to the faith of your, you know, your family, and which, by the way, they became Christians, but your forefathers before you. And
that's what they did with Yusuf Nardakani. They tried that, and he denied to do that three times, right?
So new charges like that. The third would be the heightened new charge. I keep it separate, and that would be that he's a spy for either the Zionist or the United States of America. They won't say Israel. So that has happened before to U.S. citizens. We saw that with the hikers. We see that with another who is a former Marine. That's the charge they've used against him. So that I kind of keep separately. So one of those three, I guess the fourth would be that there's no procedure here. There could be rights of appeal, maybe not. So they could actually come down with a sentence on Monday.
All right, folks. So pray, obviously, and act. Again, if you haven't signed the petition, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're going right back to the phones.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Jim calling in from Montana on line three. Jim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jim.
Hello. I want to thank you so much for your broadcast, and I'll get right into this because I know you have a lot of
sure.
First of all, I'd like to thank God for this family that is literally fulfilling the Great Commission.
Yep.
And secondly, I want to say that I think in many situations, you know, we concentrate so much on what and it's not to say that we shouldn't hold the White House and those politicians that we placed in positions of authority to represent us. We should hold those in positions of accountability. However, you just said something that really struck me right before I started talking. You said, let's pray and act. That is absolutely, in my opinion, that is the bullseye. Pray and act. In the book of James, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you know, God requires us to act on our faith. And we're in a position in this country, I believe, large in part because of the complacency among Christians that, non-Christians, they don't understand, you know, the great salvation that we do. They don't comprehend it. But we need to act based on our faith.
Well, I think, look, I mean, that's something obviously we've advocated here. And scripturally, Michael, that is clear as well. That
sure,
it's
sure,
both faith
sure.
And action.
But I think the American church, Jay, has become complacent. We're afraid. We always have this threat of losing our 501(c)(3)
right.
status, blah, 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 blah. And we in a sense, we've cut off the power for good that the American has, like Paul did, to say, wait a minute. There are laws and regulations. As a Christian citizen, I can voice an opinion and do it civilly and kindly and well. And we of all people should have, you know, we go back to the moral majority days, whether it was, you know, you can nuance right. all the right and wrongs of what happened there. But men and women who believe something stood up and said it.
Right.
And really,
well, there's a situation. I think in the United States, we do suffer a little bit of institutional cowardice. And that is and we don't have, and I say this tongue-in-cheek, at the ACLJ, we don't have that luxury because every issue and case we're involved in, you could argue that's going to create problems down the road for this person or that. We've got to engage, and I've got to engage as those facts come to us. So that's part of, again, I mean, that's where I'd say you can't separate the faith and the action.
And the moral relativism that our 20 and 30-somethings are now in, that everything is true, there's nothing that's the truth, and the more that pushes in on our mindset, the less Christians feel empowered, much less responsible to pray, and as James said, and act and say, wait a minute, I have a right here as an American who happens to be a believer in Christ to say, why aren't we doing something about this?
Yeah, well, and that's exactly correct, and that's exactly what we're doing here. We're taking your phone calls as well at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I told you we would be discussing this from three prongs today, and we have, and that is the geopolitical situation, what's going to happen legally, the theological implications as well. Jordan, quickly, update us again for those that may have been joining the broadcast late. We did get a good response out of the House and Senate, so let's talk about that for a moment. And, folks, I promise you, I know a lot of you have been holding. We will get to your calls again, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us in here. But update us on where we are in the House and Senate letter. First series has already gone over.
49 members of Congress, 37 members of the U.S. House of Representatives, and 12 U.S. senators. The list is growing, as you said, and they are demanding. They both have asked Secretary of State Clinton to, one, have the State Department do more. The letter reads, leave no stones unturned, while acknowledging that this is a tough situation. The second part of both of these letters, though, is calling on Secretary Clinton, not someone else, but Secretary Clinton, to come out with a statement calling for the immediate release before the trial of Pastor Saeed, which is scheduled for Monday. They put the date in. They put the judge's name in. All the information is there from the State Department, and it's signed. But again, I mean, these letters are important because you've got 12 U.S. senators, leadership folks in the House of Representatives on this as well. And so, again, this is all part of what we do when we take on the representation of clients like this.
That's absolutely correct. 1-800-684-3110 is the number if you want to talk to us on air. Let's try to grab Nathaniel from Georgia on line two before the break here. Hi, Nathaniel. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
God bless you. God bless you for the work you're doing and all that you're doing. And it was just so poignant that the wife spoke of the pastor. And like the gentleman said, I'm just being repetitious, I guess, because the gentleman before said prayer is the key. But faith without works, as the word says, it's dead. And if we don't have some Christians and ministers, I just heard the brother on the program with you saying, and you said it yourself, there's a cowardice among ministers and all the Lumia 501c and this, that, and the other. But we must pray. Lord said, if my people who call by name shall pray and humble themselves.
Well, that's exactly. Let me say this also, though. We've heard from in about 48 hours, maybe 72 hours now, almost 135,000 American citizens, Christians, from across the country. So while I think you do have, yes, there's an apathetic aspect to it. You all that are listening to this broadcast have engaged in a big and significant way, and that we appreciate. And this family, the Abedini family, appreciates it as well. So if you want to talk to us on air, we're going to be taking more of your calls when we come back from the break at 1-800-684-3110. I'm going to be on Fox News right after this radio broadcast on another matter brewing in Washington. Jordan was on Fox this morning on the Abedini matter. So again, we'll be taking your calls at 800-684-3110. And if you haven't signed that petition yet for this pastor, go to aclj.org. That is the easiest way, aclj.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Now is the time to speak out. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in just a moment.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. An American pastor is being held in Iran's most notorious prison. Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, has been told he will hang because of his Christian faith. And now the Iranian government has put his case on the fast track and scheduled a trial that's just days away. Time is of the essence. The ACLJ is demanding that the U.S. State Department intervene, working with Congress to back Pastor Saeed and calling on the U.N. to apply international pressure to free this American citizen. We need to hear from you. Thousands already have signed on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed. But with a trial date now just days away, the time to speak out and support Pastor Saeed is now. Your voice made a difference in freeing Pastor Youssef from an Iranian prison. Make a difference now. Sign on to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or or online aclj.org.
Is our number. That's 800-684-3110. We're going right to your phone calls here. Number one is on line one is Michael from Texas. Been holding a long time. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Oh, yes, sir. I just think that we as Christians need to do something more than just talk about it. I think we need to do some action. I don't know if we need to pick up signs or we need to all come together. There's so many of us that we just join.
Well, right now, let me tell you, you asked the question, what can we do? We've got to get, we're not singularly focused because we've got our offices around the globe working on this. But in the United States, what we have to do is get the State Department to say something. That doesn't mean, by the way, God could do something else without the State Department. He's certainly capable of that. But our job right now here in our domestic offices in Washington is to get the State Department to react. And that takes a lot of people like you joining these petitions. So when we go to the Senate and the House, we're talking about 120,000, 130,000, 140,000 people. So, Michael, if you haven't signed on to that petition, do it today at aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255, and you can have your voice heard that way as well. Again, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. And in a sense, 122,000 of you have rallied together on the internet, and if I add the phones in that, it's about 140,000, 135,000. So you're responding, but that's the critical part here. The massive numbers is critical. All right, Jordan, let's get another phone call.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Many calls coming in. Bobby is calling in on line three. Bobby is calling from Ohio. Bobby, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Bobby.
I want to thank y'all for your radio broadcast. But my question is the Bible says that we will be because of being followers of Jesus.
Right.
I'm just curious, we would be persecuted, hated, and everything as he was. And I'm just curious as to how different they would react if the guy that was being held was a Muslim.
Okay, that's an interesting political question. Let's have Michael deal with the theological question, because we did this at the beginning of the broadcast, right. But that's almost an hour ago, and a lot of new people are listening. So let's talk about this. Yes, we will be persecuted, but that doesn't mean that's the end of the story.
Right, and we go back to Acts 22 again, where Paul is about to be flogged, beaten, and the Roman guard, the Roman authority over Paul, who's a Jew and a Roman citizen, is about to beat him. Paul plays the trump card. I'm a Roman citizen. You can't do this to me. And it stops the whole process. There were times Paul was beaten. There were times Paul was running a town. But I think we can take the principle, when you have the right as a citizen to say, my government can help me here, it'd be foolish to just take a beating for a beating's sake. So it's a wisdom principle as well as the right we have as Christians who are branded as citizens under a free country.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, back to the phones. We go Mike from Massachusetts on line 5. Mike, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Mike.
Thank you, my call. I really appreciate it. First-time caller. If you hear anything knocking, those are my knees.
Oh, don't worry about that. There's only a million people listening. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. You're fine.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Is there any reason, any legal reason, that the number for the State Department not given out on the show?
Because calling the State Department directly, individually, doesn't have the same impact, frankly, and that's a great question, Mike, as telling the State Department or Congress to tell the State Department, in 72 hours, we've heard for 122,000 people or 135,000 people. Those are big numbers. So there's nothing wrong with calling the State Department because you're going to get a runaround. You're going to go to an automated line. It doesn't have the same impact. We try to galvanize the support team. And, Jordan, that's really the way Washington works.
Absolutely. Now, Washington is all about pressure. Washington is all about taking a stand and getting people's attention. Listen, lots of people try to get attention on this. And unfortunately, there's most people in jail in Iran for these kind of crimes don't have the ability because they're not able to get to us. We're not able to get the information. They don't know who to reach. So when we have these opportunities, remember, it helps everybody, and it impacts all of the Christians in Iran. And I want to remind something that we don't say it enough. Pastor Saeed's immediate family in Iran, his parents, brothers, sisters, they're all under house arrest by the Revolutionary Guard. This is not just about him. This is not just about Nagme and the children here. It's about the entire Abedidi family.
You know, I had a chance to talk yesterday with Congressman Aderholt, who's helped lead the charge in the House of Representatives. Let me go ahead and play a short statement from that. It's just, to me, mind-boggling that the State Department hasn't come out affirmatively and said this U.S. citizen needs to be released.
Well, you're exactly right. Again, you know, this goes back to, I know you did so much work when Pastor Youssef was in prison, and of course, that what distinguishes this is Pastor Youssef was not an American citizen, but at the same time, we were concerned about him. But even more so now, we have more jurisdiction, so to speak, because this is an American citizen, and all the more reason that the State Department get engaged, and as you say, not only show concern about him, but also ask for his immediate release. And you know, this is an American citizen. He was, of course, born in Iran, but he married an American, lived in Idaho, and it's only appropriate that the State Department do everything they can to especially try to come to the rescue of someone who is facing death.
Yeah, and that's, I'm afraid, is the reality of what we're dealing with on Monday. Michael, let me ask you this question. In a situation like this, when you've got an American citizen, Christian, came out of the Muslim faith, they may well, on Monday, change the charges to apostasy. And that carries, Jordan, am I correct? That carries an automatic death sentence, correct? Apostasy?
Yeah, I mean, they could try to do that. They could try to do that Monday. They could try to use spy, kind of being, you know, a traitor, yeah, that kind of turning on your own country. Apostasy, listen, they've got caught once before with Pastor Youssef trying to issue statements like that, you know, but there's no oral transcript of what goes on in this court. So they could, you know, if the lawyer tells us that, we take it at his word. I mean, he's putting his own life at risk just representing Pastor.
Sure. State. So, Michael, so in a situation like this where, you know, your penalization for your faith could be death, that still, again, does not mean we don't act to try to preserve that human life.
Oh, absolutely. And here he is, a national, indigenous national,
right,
who converted to Christianity. And again, our country affords us the privilege, no matter where we are in the world, to wear that badge. I'm an American person. I'm an American. And so the State Department is supposed, that's what they exist for, right? Defending those of us who are abroad, whether it's Israel or Jordan or an Islamic country or Iran or Afghanistan. And yes, you are at risk, but at the same time, we would hope our government would do the right thing.
I want to play a very short bite statement from Nagme Abedidi. This is the wife of Pastor Saeed, number 8.
He very much appreciates all the support behind him and all the prayers. And I very much appreciate many in Iran are in prison, including my husband, whose crime is Christianity, and they don't have a voice. Even his family in Iran doesn't have a voice. If they speak, they're threatened. So we are a voice for them.
Michael, could you give a short prayer? I've only got 50 seconds left here to pray for this family especially, and, of course, the pastor as well.
Father, it seems incomprehensible to us, but we pray for his protection, for good rest, for health, that those who are even watching him might be kind to him, and that you would superintend, put in place government, put in place your spirit to work in the hearts of men and women to help and rescue this gentleman back to his family. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Folks, pray and act. That's what we're asking you to do today, and we will keep you posted. Again, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSecular. Get a lot of updates there. And again, if you haven't signed that petition, ACLJ.org is the easiest way to do it. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
We need to hear from you. Thousands already have signed on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed. But with a trial date now just days away, the time to speak out and support Pastor Saeed is now. Your voice made a difference in freeing Pastor Youssef from an Iranian prison. Make a difference now. Sign on to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online ACLJ.